Okay, so it's time for the big reveal. The judges have deliberated hard. I was quite struck by how similar your scores were, actually. So there was a lot of consensus. There was no real disagreement at all between the panel. We have a clear winner. But before we announce the winner, I was going to ask both Gerhard and Kimberly for any comments they've had on the overall quality today, any standouts, any ones they thought looked particularly beautiful or tasted particularly beautiful, without obviously, of course, revealing too much about who the winner might be. Gerhard will then read out the top five entrants in reverse order, and then Kimberly is going to present our winning business with a certificate for the winner in the Waterloo Charity Bake Off. So first of all, Kimberly, is there any particular cakes you'd like to single out for a commendation, or any that you particularly enjoyed?
I was really impressed. There's one that I think Gerhard will mention that has quite an interesting ingredient, which is quite unusual, quite adventurous, and I really like that, actually. So I like a little bit of experimentation, so very, very good work there.
Okay, great. And Gerhard, how about you?
Yeah, first, I will look at my notes, actually, really. But I had one which stood out in terms of the looks, which I guess I just thought was so inviting, which was the hazelnut meringue. And I had one which stood out in terms of the taste, which the Bailey's, because it knocked me out. is that right? Did I give that one the highest? Yeah, quite a high mark. Because that's not necessarily the winner. And also looks-wise, there was one which was quite amazing. So, yeah, I think I think the field's kind of divided into two halves, I would say. And I will also say, by the scoring, literally, we were only ever out by 1 point, each of us, so it was really close scoring. So, without further ado, I guess, in number five, we have the carrot cake baked by Gavin from Koala Cafe. And that's. Okay. And number four is the cheesecake. Yes. Made by John from the King's Arms. I'll give you some feedback later, John, as to what you can do to improve it. And then number three, we have the almond and hazelnut meringue, baked by the Walrus Pub. Number two, we've got the cake with the interesting ingredient, which is the quinoa chocolate cake, baked by Jack's Bar. Very nice texture. And the winner, of course, you probably guessed which one it might be, is being baked by, am I looking the right one? Sorry. Amanda Ruffo and Rich, from Ruffo and Richmond. It's very nice. The only thing she needs to put is a few more black berries, and then it'd be even better.